Good evening and welcome
to Radio.
Faking me out that way. Good evening and welcome to The Consciousness Shift with Nicole Tomasini and Gwen Berry. And tonight our wonderful guest is Vela Spiderhawk, author extraordinaire. And we're going to get going with a little song this evening. We're going to play in memory of the actress Karen Black, who crossed today.
I spend the night in a chair thinking she'll be there, but she never comes. And I'll wake up and wipe the sleep from my eyes, and I rise to spend another day without her. It's just no good anymore when you walk through the door of an empty room. You go inside and set a table for one. It's no fun when you have to spend the day without her. We burst the pretty balloon, took us to the moon. Such a beautiful thing, but it's ended now, and it sounds like a lie. I said I'd rather die than be without her. Love is a beautiful thing when it knows how to swing and it grooves like a clock. But the hands on the clock tell the lovers to part, and it's breaking my heart to spend another day without her. Thinking she'll be there, but she never comes. I wake up and wipe the sleep from my eyes, and I rise to spend another day without her. Can't go on without her. There's no song without her. Can't go on without her.
I'm going to miss Karen Black. She is one of my favorite actors because she was in one of my favorite movies. Hitchcock's last movie, Family Plot. Anybody know it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, I do.
I really
admired her work.
She peppers in and out of so many big movies through, especially those big, like, disaster movies of the 70s.
Yeah.
A little bit before next time, but, you know, we're watching that stuff. But she was in her late 70s, and she succumbed to cancer. And
is that what it was?
Yeah, and so, you know, we're supposed to really, as good pagans, we are supposed to celebrate her life and not mourn her crossing. So, Karen Black. And tonight, sometime, I'm going to dig out my copy of Family Plot and watch it.
Yeah. It's hard to do both. At the same time, we have recently experienced a death in our family. It's hard to both celebrate the person's life and mourn the loss simultaneously.
Yeah.
I find that one seems to follow the other. After a while, you can remember the person with a smile and even laughter, but not right away.
That's the truth. Nick, I know you've lost your father in the last couple of years, and it's probably still very close on your sleeve, the loss, not
sure.
having him. But you also, I know, celebrate him and remember him with goodness, you know, the glad heart.
Yeah, and I think when you feel like or can, well, you can if you feel like, talking to them, because I feel like I still talk to him all the time. I mean, I call his energy and it's right there.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing is, it's just, you can look at it two ways, and I always try to look at it the second way. You can look at it as a terrible, terrible loss, and it is. But then you have to look at it the second way, which is what a blessing I have been given.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that
you know,
I got to spend time with that person.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite true. When it's family or a parent, it's an ongoing process all your life. I think we go back and forth with it. And you know, as a matter of fact, I was at a dinner party a couple of nights back, and everybody was doing toasts and things. And so I did a toast, which was one of my mom's oldie goodies, you know. And
oh, yeah.
My sister looked at me like, my God, you've really healed or something, because I think for the first time ever since Mom crossed, I just was really happy to share it. And I didn't choke up afterwards or anything. I laughed, and
yeah.
I really did
nice.
Celebrate my mother, and she was there. You know?
Yeah,
I was just,
sure.
I was just going to say that brought her into the room.
Well,
mm-hmm.
and it always has, no matter what, but that's the best way to bring her into the room. But as we've been saying, you know, for each individual, it's going to be a singular journey, and I do think it recycles
yeah.
from, you know, depending on where we are, I guess, in
yeah.
our lives.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, sure. Yeah.
So I was saying before we get into our interview with Vila and find out what the summer's brought to her and all of her wonderful books and the stories she's telling on video, those are great. I'd like to play folks a little bit of information here from one of our I feel like he's one of our people,
mm-hmm.
Tom Lesher, who is the astrologer and healer. He does the Kaipacha Pele report every couple of weeks, and he put one out yesterday. And it brings a lot of clarity up about the time, the place, and the energy going on. So let me just play that.
Cool. Aloha. This is Kai Pacha with the weekly Pele Report. And this one is for August 7th of 2013. I'm here at the James Gilliland Estate. It's a ranch outside of Trout Lake, Washington, where we're going to be hosting an amazing healing festival next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend. And I'm sneaking away from all of the healers and the artists that are here with me to get in this Pele report. And what do I find? But, you know, minutes away from the place, I come out to a little island. It's a nice little pond out here. So let's look at what's going on. Right now, the moon is in the sign of Leo. We just had that new moon yesterday, and it's powerful. New moon in Leo, and it stays in Leo until 9 o'clock tonight, Pacific Daylight Time, until it goes into Virgo at 9, goes into Libra on Saturday, Scorpio on Monday, Sagittarius next Wednesday. So it's moving away from that new moon away from that sun. We're opening up. And I'm coming out onto the island here. See what's going on out here. In the meantime, we've got Mercury going into the sign of Leo tomorrow, Thursday. We've got the sun in Leo, Mercury in Leo. Right now the moon is in Leo. We've been coming out of that Cancer. But the big thing that's going on now, and it's actually exact today, in fact, right now, this moment, as I'm doing this report, is that we've got Jupiter opposite Pluto. So that T-square is really kicking in full time. And I want to just sit down and talk to you about that. The major themes for this week is this T-square with Jupiter opposite Pluto, square Uranus. The new moon breaking out of Leo into Virgo, Libra, Scorpio. It's going to go all the way up to Saturn within the week. And, yeah. So let me just find a little spot here, maybe sitting in that chair and talk to you some more.
Yeah, wow.
There's a lot
okay.
going on.
I hope this is going to work. Hope you can see some water back there. These are intensely wild and crazy times. Jupiter opposite Pluto. Jupiter in Cancer, opposite Pluto in Capricorn, and squaring this Uranus in the first house of Aries, sign of Aries. If you've been listening to these reports, okay, then you will know what I've been talking about. We also had the sun going to Leo, Mercury going to Leo. This is a time that I've been talking about of breaking free, getting in touch with Cancer. We've had that stellium in Cancer for a long time, and I've talked about Cancer and Leo being the most personal signs, and we're all getting in touch with our own personal truths, and we're being challenged to break out of the old paradigm, to deal with external authority, to not conform, to get, you know, to get in. And now what's happening? The sun goes into Leo. Mercury's going into Leo. Won't be long before Mars is going into Leo. We're coming out of that Cancer. We're coming out of that time of going in, feeling, getting in touch with our, you know, non-conforming personal beat of our own drummer. And it's time to come out. It's time to share. It's time to shine like the sun. The sun rules the sign of Leo. And so the sun is coming in, and actually the sun is right now at 15 degrees. It's the cross quarter between the cardinal points. Yeah, 15 degrees of the fixed signs, you know, has to do with this cross quarter. It's this midpoint of the cycle. Anyway, but so, and that's moving on. The moon, you know, the moon was there. We had this, you know, new moon right around that point. But the main thing that I want to bring in here, you know, is that now Venus is moving through Virgo. The moon's going to be moving through Leo, Virgo into Libra and Scorpio. The main point is Mercury square Saturn. And the sun was squaring the nodes, and Mercury's coming in to square the nodes and square Saturn. And what's that about?
Wow.
That's about facing confrontation.
Uh-oh.
That's about facing external authorities. That's
Uh-oh.
About facing criticism.
Uh-oh.
That's about facing powerful people that maybe don't like what you're expressing or your newfound
exactly.
truth or your deepest feelings. Well,
yes.
This is a time of working with confrontation, of working with mirrors. North Node in Scorpio, Saturn in Scorpio. Not everybody's going to like everything that you've got to share and what you've got to bring. And this is the whole thing. I think this whole thing about coming into the new paradigm, coming into the age of Aquarius, coming into this place of community, of seeing ourselves through the eyes and through the mirrors of everybody else. Pisces is done over, washed up. You don't go off to the ashram, go off to the monastery, go off to the mountaintop to find yourself anymore. We are social creatures. We are social human beings. We are created as man and woman, male and female. We need each other to procreate or the species will expire. Which means we've got to learn how to get along. We've got to learn how to love. We can't see ourselves without a mirror, without the other at this time in this age of Aquarius. Maybe you could go off in the past. Maybe your parents, grandparents, Jesus or Buddha could just go off and sit under a tree. I'm sorry, man. The paradigm's changing. Planet's changing. The equations are getting rewritten. Get over it. We got to create a new way of being, a new way of doing. And this is part of, we got to do it together. That's the new paradigm. This is the age of Aquarius. We've got 2,160 years to learn how to do it. We're just coming into it. But right now, with Mercury square Saturn, you know, you can feel it. Mercury's our communication, our left brain. We just want to talk, and, you know, it's about business. Mercury, Saturn, serious, sober. It's time to really have some serious, deep conversations about sex, love, rock and roll. Not rock and roll, just sex and love. Scorpios, other people's money, other people's values. Okay, so it is about intimacy. It's about our deepest unions and what we're expected and what's wanted. And it's like, oh.
I'm going to stop him right there because I got to say, I think what he's not saying is that it's about being in our own very best integrity, or as those P's used to say, being impeccable with yourself.
Yes.
I think that's a big part of it.
I think empathy is very important too. It's very nice. I do it. I sit on top of my mountain and I write. But it's very nice to do that. But if I don't feel what my characters are feeling, then I'm no good as a writer.
There you go.
Because I can't express to the reader, I can't make the reader see, feel, experience what the characters are seeing, feeling, and experiencing unless I see, feel, and experience those episodes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think no matter what we do, whether we cook or we get our kids ready for school or we do accounting, whatever we do, we cannot be good at it unless we are in touch with those around us and are aware of what they're experiencing. We don't have to feel it, but we have to be aware and to empathize.
We have to share.
Yeah. Without that, it's an empty exercise.
Well, it comes
because,
back to
you know, I can be as enlightened as I want to be, but if I don't use that as a tool to help somebody else, what good is it?
That's the point. It's about service. Because service is really how we do fulfill ourselves the best way, I think. I mean, that's what I've learned so far. Ultimately, being of service is what heals me. And the other partnership with that, or the balance of it, would be the ability for us to really create community now. And I think community means bringing all of what we consider communities, because there's so many fractionated and diverse and divided and separated and isolated. It's not like that anymore. The challenge really is about creating a community through yourself. You're the channel of community. In other words,
right.
I can be I'm a metaphysician. I'm a medicine woman. I'm a blender. I'm also a political activist. I am a community watch person, a neighborhood watch captain. I'm this, that, and the other. And all of those things come into the blending that is me, and I am community because that's what I'm doing.
Right. And it's so important. We have an experience. We are experiencing this. And I have a readers group on Facebook, and it's devoted just for people who have read my books. As a matter of fact, you have to have a password to get into it, and the way you get the password is to buy one of my books and send me the password. So it's a small group, but it's a very loving group, and we have a woman in our group who is experiencing some terrible, terrible health issues. And as a matter of fact, this is one of the reasons why I wrote Discovering Hope, which I know we'll get to. But she is unable to get medical care because in the state in which she lives, her governor has chosen to reject Obamacare and has chosen not to expand Medicare and has just chosen all kinds of routes to go that literally deny her medical care. She has cancer. This is not funny.
No.
And she has 5 children at home. So what we've done as a group, and we're still developing it, is we have put up a page on Facebook. It's called the Circle of Giving, and we're going to sell objects, things, goods that we have personally made to raise funds for her medical care.
Oh, wow.
And this is part of what you're talking about, becoming a community.
And caring for one another. Yes. Reclaiming our humanity really is where we're going.
Exactly.
That's the Aquarian age, is reclaiming our humanity. We have these absolutely wonderful tools to do it. And one of them is the social networks. Now you're talking about connecting with people and raising money for someone in your group and opening the energy of flow and what she needs in her direction that way.
Yes.
And on that same network, we began the show saying how Karen Black's husband posted moments after she had crossed today with the message that she appreciated everyone who was with her via social networks as she's gone through it. And it was a very loving thing to do. And everybody on the social networks knew it. But the outside of it, outside of caring community, they don't know. They're confused.
Well, this is still pretty new. This whole medium of social networking, it doesn't seem new to many of us, but it really is pretty new, and we're all getting used to it, and we're learning its possibilities and its limitations, but it is a wonderful tool for things like this. Listen, we could never get money from so many people. We could never advertise to so many people. I mean,
sure.
The best we could do is maybe a bake sale at the fire department before the social network.
It's true. And that's still important, too. Those, you know, feet on the ground is still important.
They're vital, but when you have She has to raise $10,000. We can't tarry. We can't play here.
Yeah.
These operations are not cheap. She doesn't have time. And so if you want to do it in a hurry, the only way to go is with social networking.
Well, Vila, can you tell the people listening in and the people who will listen in an archive right now how they can be helpful, where they can find your resources for purchasing items so that they can help?
Sure. We're not quite set up yet. We're still making things to sell. But it's on Facebook, and the group's name is Circle of Giving. And it's just a group on Facebook. But I had a shawl that I was going to sell on there, but it sold before I could post it. But I'm crocheting things, and other people are doing other things. I'm not actually sure what they're doing. I know one woman is making soaps and candles, and another woman who just joined us is going to be making some runes, and eventually we'll get it up. But we only came up with this idea yesterday.
Well, yeah.
So
that's how quickly it can happen, isn't it?
Yeah, we're still ironing out details and getting things done. And thing is, the woman Jennifer, the woman who is to be the beneficiary of all this, just went into the hospital yesterday. She has lupus, and apparently her heart is beating irregularly, and so they have her in the hospital. So we're doing as much as we can without her. But it's just, please stand by. Because we will have things up for sale very quickly, quickly as possible.
Vila, you can count on Nicole and I. Nicole has her own show on Monday evenings too, and I'm sure Nicole will put a shout out for your page and
ask all of us, thank you,
to go on over and check it out, because it's a wonderful thing to do, to be able, and especially to find items that you're interested in and that are, it's been a while since I've had a set of runes. I usually make my own, but you know what?
Yeah.
It would be a wonderful thing to buy some that would help to,
That's the thing. That's the thing. You're not just giving something to Jennifer. You're buying something of value.
Yes.
Everybody who's doing this, we're all donating everything, including the cost of shipping. We will include the cost of shipping in the price. However,
right,
all of that money is going to go to Jennifer. Those of us who are making these items will actually pay for the shipping.
Well,
because we want her to get as many dollars as we can get, because she needs this surgery.
It's so incredible that people have to worry about their
don't
health.
Get me started on that.
Yeah,
don't get me started on that.
I guess so. We're all pretty much over it, aren't we? And
that's what Discovering Hope is all about. This is what I was screaming out about when I wrote Discovering Hope, that in this country, in this developed country, the leader of the freaking world, we have people who are dying for no reason other than they don't have the money.
It's quite a dragon to have to slay, isn't it?
Oh, it's enormous. It's enormous, especially when you have, when you're fighting the pharmaceuticals and the medical industry and the insurance industry and all the other people who have vested interests in keeping the status quo alive.
Oh, you mean our leadership? You mean those guys that we call leaders, the women, men and women who are supposed to be looking after us, but who are accepting lobbyists' handouts and not actually getting
it. Gee, you think?
Yeah. Oh, I understand. Yeah, quite a dragon. The Washington, D.C., might as well call it Bad Dragon Central. I need to find some red dragons to send down, don't I?
Yeah, really. Get a little mahjong going on there.
It's definitely set up that way, and I think that's why with also the social networks and people coming together as communities, we're starting to understand even more about what our work is to do and how easy it can be with all you need. The biggest part is the effort, really, to get it rolling. And it sounds like that's what the astrology report is also about. Like, we've taken the last few years to figure out what we need to do either personally or collectively to get things moving in the right direction. And it sounds like great news, really, that it's not time to go sit on the mountain, because for those of us who have been sitting on the mountain and feel ready to come down.
Well, he's also telling us right now, too, that not only can we not go off and isolate to contemplate the situation, we have to face it. We do, and we're going to face confrontation, but this is why we're here, and these are the moments I guess we've been waiting for. They're not going to be easy. There's not a mothership. Where's the mothership?
No change.
No
change happens without confrontation. It just won't happen.
It's true. Quite true. Ladies, we actually have a caller. Vila, do you want to take a caller this evening?
Sure.
All right.
Sure, absolutely.
It could be somebody just wanting to listen in, but I'm going to open up the mic, and we have a caller with 617 area code. Caller, are you there?
Hi, this is Diane. Hi, Gwen. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Vila.
Hi, Diane.
It's good to hear you guys talking about helping and being generous in the community. It kind of really sparked my interest a lot, and it was a really good topic. I was just wanted to just add my two cents. I was in a professional job doing my thing and really wanted to make a change, and I found this new arena. What we're going to be doing is I'm getting involved in a crowdfunding place called myfunding.com, my funding place. And what we do is we help, artists and people who are in need, like medical bills and nonprofits, give them a website so they can basically collect as much money as they can as quickly as they can, and most of it goes right to them. And it's an area what we do, crowdfunding and stuff, and anybody can do it, and just like no cost to do it. So it's really a great forum, and I think that Vila's right. You really need to network, and this gives you a place to network without pressure. Basically the webpage has pictures or a video of the cause. If you're an artist and you want to start a new project to get out to the community, say if you were like a gardener and you needed, tools or a space or something like that, or just anything. And it's really, it's quite a interesting facet. It's it's coming upon, you know, real quickly too, where the first 90 days of our cycle is starting it. So we're really excited about it as
wow.
well. So.
This would be wonderful for Jennifer.
Yes. Yeah. And that is what we
should use
about
it. Two of you should get together and talk after the show.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is exactly the kind of place that, you know, she's the kind of person we want to help, and it's exactly the forum that you need to help it. And I know what they're doing is, you know, making things and stuff like that, but that takes time. It takes energy
yeah,
and a lot of experience to it. And then, you know, I've made rooms myself, and to do that, and to it takes, you know, to find the right wood and to carve them, and, you know, it's a lot of energy, and of course they're valuable and stuff when they're at the end of the day, and some people don't see all the value in that, but donations need to come fast and furious when there are people who are suffering from cancer or have
right.
family to support.
Right. Well, she's you got two for two there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, I'm on Facebook, Vila Spiderhawk, V-I-L-A Spiderhawk, on Facebook, and our group is A Circle of Giving. And if you could give me, are you on Facebook?
Ladies,
our website is, I think we definitely have a Facebook site. I'm actually starting on Monday, which is great. It's called My Funding Place. So you can find it on the internet that way.
Funding Place.
Ladies, I actually have your phone numbers, and if it's okay with you, I will give you each the phone numbers after the show.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's fine. That's great. That's fantastic.
That's super.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think this whole giving back to the community, because the person behind My Funding Place really has done quite well for himself, and his whole goal of starting this business behind My Funding Place was to give back to the community. You know,
that's
even
exactly
talk about it.
And that ties perfectly into the book that we're talking about tonight, because the main character, Trina, loses everything. I mean, she couldn't get much lower on the scale than she gets. And somebody who is very, very well off, because he's made some good business choices and because he's had some opportunities along the way, a little luck along the way, steps in and helps her out.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what love is, when we have the opportunity to give back because we've been given so much.
That's exactly what this is all about. And it's really the universal energy behind giving with love, you know, unconditionally is where it comes from. So we're out to help all sorts of people around the country, around the world. So it's going to be limitless. And I'm very excited to start the project. I actually can't stay on the phone, but I did want to touch base, tell you that this place existed, that there's many other places like that out there, but I would love to connect with you, and I was really glad I was
wow,
able to
I'm
make
so
the show.
Glad you did. I'm really
yeah.
happy that you did. Thank you for that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, enjoy the rest of the program, and I will catch up with you all later.
All right. Thanks, Diane.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Wow. What a lovely person.
Yeah. Diane and I have been friends for years. So, again, it just comes right back to the community. I told her I had the radio show 5 minutes. She's listened in before. So, and then it all just worked out. This is her brand new job. She was really looking to manifest something that was interesting and meant something instead of just pushing papers around for Verizon or
yeah.
something. So, you know. So
that's really
wonderful.
That is, that's really quite wonderful. It's you know we lose track. I think many years ago when I was reading Fraser's Golden Bough and Robert Graves and all of those in school, and, and the law of conjugation, you know, once touched, always touched, and how sympathy magic actually works. You guys want to hear a good one? My neighbor and I were talking about, I walk my little puppy Elroy around on the street here. I go down the end and then I'll cross the street and come, you know, down back on the other side of the street. And we have really nice neighbors on the corner. It's a gay couple. And one of them is a contractor. And he has one of his trucks parked there that since I've been walking down here, there's a piece of aluminum that sticks out. And a couple of times I've almost walked into it. It was very dangerous. But I was talking with my neighbor who's next to them, who I'm on the association with on the phone last night. And I was saying, you know, I should probably go knock on the door and ask if it's possible, if they can do something about that. But today, it all magically disappeared and there's nothing there now. She never said a word to anybody. And I never said a word to anybody.
Wow.
We discussed it. We put the energy out there in a nice way and not a threatening way or angry way. And, you know, stuff happens.
That's how it works. You know, I've always said anger just gets in the way. When you speak in anger, people cannot hear you. They automatically get defensive.
Mm-hmm.
But if you speak with love, you'd be surprised what people can hear.
Yeah, well, it's like listening to Bashar or Abraham, and they'll tell you, you know, you have to have the right emotions inside you to make things happen. You know, it's about the... being in your own vortex, your good vortex, and having the emotions that are the good ones, that you're already there, you've already got it. It's done.
We
stumble into it once in a while. We stumble into it, you know?
But isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
So you did want to speak tonight about your book. Is there anything else that you would, I'd love to know the main line of the book, where we can find it, and a little bit more, if you will, about the story. And please tell us and everyone how they can go online and see you telling the stories on video. I like when you do that. That's wonderful.
I have a channel on YouTube, but probably the easiest way is to just go to my website, because I have all of that listed on the website, and that's www, of course, Vila, V as in Victor, I-L-A, Spiderhawk, just as you would think it would be spelled, .com, and that's where I have all the links to all the books. They're on Amazon, Kindle Store. They're on Barnes's Nook Store, and they're on Smashwords. And that's Smashwords offers every formatting known to humanity, including PDF. So if you have a functional printer, you can print the book up for yourself. These are ebook formats only. I don't do paper books anymore, for a lot of reasons. And for one thing, they're too expensive. You can't sell a paper book for a reasonable price anymore. And I like to keep my books as inexpensive as possible. Right now, they're at 99 cents each. Beat that price.
No, you can't.
But the reason for that is that people are hurting. And I can't tell you how much it breaks my heart to hear somebody say, I am saving up for your book. You know, there is no reason why people have to save up to buy a book. Books should be affordable to everyone. So I have made up my mind that I'm going to make mine affordable to everyone. I don't make a dime off these, but, you know.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think we could get you to go down and convince Congress to put something into motion about doing the same thing for kids and anyone who wants a college education to do it that way too?
Oh, man, how about that?
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah, you know, when I went to college, now this was of course back in the Stone Age, but I came out of college with a $2,000 debt. Excuse me, these people are coming out of college and at 50 are still paying off their student debts.
Right? Yeah.
But I went and, you know, I didn't have any backing. My parents, I went back to college at age 30. My parents weren't able to help me. I worked my way through. I got grants. I got scholarships. And when all else failed, I took a loan. Those options are not available for kids anymore. Grants are not available. Yeah, they're available, but they're worth a lot less than they used to be.
That's true.
And kids can't get jobs now. Excuse me? Adults can't get jobs now.
Well, what's really weird to me is that when, you know, the veterans are unable to go to school, to any school they want to for free, they should be able to do that. It blows my mind that veterans who've just served and come back and muster out and realize they're not going back to the job they always had can, you know.
No, because their employer didn't keep his word. The employer was bound by law to hold that job open and didn't.
Yeah.
And part of that reason was because the veteran was redeployed, and the employer couldn't hold the job open for 5 or 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But it should be, we should have online education available to anyone. And then we should be able to make it very affordable, very approachable to anybody to go to college and any finish any kind of schooling up. And we should also make it available to the teachers to be paid well and to ensure that they have a wonderful, you know, medical care system and retirement or pension system. There's no reason for it other than greed that we don't have it.
Yeah, I was a teacher. I've taught at every level from preschool to university level. And I can guarantee you, you don't get rich teaching.
No, I know. I have a dear friend who's actually a fellow radio person down here in the South, and he's taught for many years, and they just up and he's getting older, and they just up and laid him off without a word a couple months ago. And after him giving most of his adult, you know, life to it, And also they cut your pension and they cut every one of your benefits.
I was just going to say, usually they'll cut you off just before you get vested.
Yeah.
So you don't get a pension.
How long? Well, I was going to ask everybody but we don't really have the time to listen to the end of the Kaipatcher report, but basically what he's saying, and I do recommend that everybody go listen to Tom Letcher, his Pele report. about what the influences are right now. They're very strong, and we've been leading up to that, these actual influences. There's trines and T-squares and alignments going on in the sky right now that we've been leading up to since winter solstice of last year. And there, it's the cosmic blasting is going on, blasting a hole through the patina of the old and making way for the energy of the new to come in. And it ain't pretty out there.
Yeah, and that's always a turbulent time.
It is.
When
it
you've
is.
Got this kind of change coming. It you know, these things, it's like the thunderstorm before the cold front comes in.
Yeah.
We're in the thunderstorm right now.
We are. We're in part of it. But, you know, if you think on it, it's not nearly, well, I hesitate to say it's not nearly as bad as we might have imagined it. But then I have to stop and think about everything that just exactly is going on right now. And if you take a look at not just America, but, I mean, it's really getting more and more heavier to carry your consciousness through the day, because you have if you're aware that the Gulf of Mexico is getting a lot more oil leaking again, if you're aware of all the fracking that's going on and the sinkholes that are taking place and all of the tar sands now that are leaking from even in New Jersey, all the way through Canada. I mean, and this is the worst kind of oil.
Oh, Alberta, they've had an oil leak in Alberta for a couple of months.
Right, and nobody's really talking about it. Canada kept it under wraps for a long time, and you have kept. Which is just another way of saying the Japanese General Electric over there lying for 2 years about something that is actually scalding us all from our light body really to our physical body with radiation and the cesium traveling through the ocean. It's a crisis level. When you wake up every day and you understand all of these things, and you still get up and fill yourself with light and you put it out across the world and say, you know what, we're going to make things better. It's possible. When you can do that.
Gandhi said, be the change you want.
You
can't physically, consciously go out and change the world. You're only one person, and I happen to be a very small one person. But you know what I can change? I can change me.
Well, and look,
I can put that change out there, and I can touch however many people I touch in the day.
Right.
And that change is out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know those ripples do occur.
Oh yeah.
Those ripples do spread.
Well, it's
give
no
love to one person and it spreads.
It's no longer 6 degrees. It's more like 2, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's because of this wonderful planetary consciousness that we're using right this minute to have this show.
Yeah. Like, yes, exactly. We don't realize how powerful we are. And there's a reason for that. I mean, we are taught very carefully, especially as women, at least in my generation, that we are basically powerless. No, not at all. We are very, very powerful people, and women are especially powerful because guess who raises the next generation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Vila, we're down to the end of the show, ladies.
I know. How fast did that go?
It's always so wonderful to have you on. I hope you got as much message as you wanted across.
You know what? I got some wonderful information, and this is going to help our cause enormously. I am so grateful for that woman for having called in.
I will get in touch with you after the show and give you her information. And Nicole, tell us about spirit therapy. How's it going?
It's going very well. Spirit therapy with me Monday nights at 7 p.m. on Hear Be Monsters, Blog Talk Radio. And, we've talked about I hate my job, what do I do? Had some really good callers coming in. And then this past Monday, we talked about love relationships part one because it's such a gigantic topic.
How many volumes do you anticipate?
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I left it open. I was like, we'll just see how long this road is.
I think you'll be on that one for the rest of your life.
Yeah, probably. I figure we'll just continue on. So, you can call in with questions and tell us what's going on, and I can offer you some of the tools that I know of, and hopefully you can make a change and be happier. That's the whole point.
That's wonderful. I'm glad you're doing it. I'd like to give folks a heads up for tomorrow evening with Wise Woman Media at 10 p.m. with Anita Stewart. Anita always has wonderfully empowering women on her show, and news and activism of the moment. If it isn't spirit or music, it's politics. And with Anita, you're going politics first. She's doing a wonderful job. That's Wise Woman Media at 10 p.m. And then on Sunday, we've got the Sunday show with myself and Jack Jodell. And that is definitely a political discussion roundtable. Or as Clint Eastwood says, go on and listen to us talk to a chair and troll us. just troll us, man. We do the troll. Oh, gosh. Hey, you know you're successful when you got a few trolls.
Yeah. True.
That's the truth.
It really is quite true. I also want to thank a little announcement for the next month. We don't have Pinko up late with Pinko the Bear because Pinko is on his way to building the Burning Man for this year out there. Burning Man is going on, and Pinko attends, and so is our own P.E. Nolan. She'll be going out to meet up with him after meeting a few of the Roundtree 7 folks on the West Coast. They're having a convention out there, Nick, and I'm not going. I don't think it's fair.
Wow. Blasphemy.
I tell you, Burning Man is a happening, babe. It's a happening. I'm looking forward to hearing what Pinko has to say when he gets back. So for the next 5 to 6 weeks, we don't have Pinko the Bear, but we do have all the rest of our folks line up here on Here Be Monsters. We hope you will join us. And VilaSpiderHawk.com, go on over, check her out. She has wonderful books, and the videos that she has up there over there to tell the stories are just wonderful. It's like an evening meditation just to sit and listen.
That's very kind of you.
It's the truth. So we're down to the last minute. Don't forget Monday evening, 7 p.m., Spirit Therapy with Nicole Tomasini. And Nick, you got anything else to say?
That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Ladies, it's been
a woman of few words.
Thank you
so much for having me on tonight. What a delight.
I always
enjoy our conversations.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us. That's it, folks. The Consciousness Shift for Thursday, August 8th. Good night.
Good night, all.